all pray. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you tonight that your word is a lamp and a guide to our feet. Father, we thank you that the word of God, the Bible, is your breathed out, inspired word to us, which you use to teach, to correct, rebuke, and to train us in the ways of righteousness. Father, we pray, Lord, tonight as we turn to this passage, Lord, that we would just not hear tonight the words of the chief of sinners, but Father, that you, the living God, would speak to us in a very real and in a very fresh way. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart bring glory and honor to your name alone. And we pray these things now, asking that you would give us ears to hear and hearts to respond to your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. From God's word tonight, I would like us to consider a question. How can we be a strong and effective soldier of Christ? How can we be a strong and effective soldier of Christ through Christ's all-sufficient grace? Tonight, from God's word, we're going to see how the Apostle Paul calls Timothy and us, his children, to be faithful. We see how God uses three different vocations from everyday life to emphasize the necessity of wholehearted devotion to fulfill the task at hand. Paul is calling Timothy to be wholeheartedly devoted to the vocation and calling that God has placed on his life. Paul is telling Timothy, preach the word, be strong, stand firm in the faith, hold on to your convictions, Timothy. God will give you the strength through his grace for the task that is ahead of you. A soldier is an individual who will make many sacrifices in the service of his sovereign. Ultimately, a soldier is willing to lay down his or her life on behalf of their sovereign and nation. An athlete is someone who is seeking to win the race. An athlete is an individual who is dedicated to the task at hand. They will spend many long days in the gym training in preparation for the race. And sometimes they will do this for years on end. They will live on a very strict diet. They will devote themselves wholeheartedly with the task of one day having the opportunity to run the race and to win the gold medal. Their eye is constantly on the prize. Being a farmer is not an easy job. It most certainly is not a job that is from 9 to 5. To be a successful and fruitful farmer, you will need to be diligent at your work. You will need to have a great backbone. Your life's motto will be, if you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. You just don't arrive at a failed gate and find a field full of potatoes. No, the field needs to be ploughed, the seed needs to be planted, and the potatoes need to be fertilized many times before the harvest. Yes, the farmer plants the seed and God gives the increase. But the seed does need to be planted. How can we be a strong and effective soldier of Christ? Through Christ's all-sufficient grace. As God's chosen people, we are called to be God's faithful people. We are called of God to be strong through his all-sufficient grace. We're called to stand firm for biblical truth. And God tonight knows the trials and struggles that his church is facing and will face in the 21st century here in Northern Ireland. We in our day and generation are currently the minority in society. But he does not call us to drift away from biblical truth due to fear. We're not called to be people pleasers. We are called to honor and to glorify Almighty God. In recent years, people have been panicking over the coronavirus. They have been filled with fear, and we probably all have been, in case that it would kill us. However, many of the same people tonight, right across our nation, have no concern for their soul. God means nothing for them. They do not realize tonight that the pandemic of sin has eternal consequences. The pandemic of sin is the greatest crisis of all. And many tonight, even in Ulster, are not concerned. The law of God means nothing to them. The times in which Paul wrote this letter to Timothy, there was those within the church of Ephesus who had departed from the truth of the gospel. And Paul, as we see already, has told Timothy in chapter 1 and verse 14 to guard the deposit which has been entrusted to you. Paul knows his time is up. He is passing the baton now on to Timothy. It is now Timothy's task to lead and pastor the people of God. Paul knows that it would be easy for young Timothy to crumble under the pressure. All of Asia has turned its back on the Apostle Paul. It is in these circumstances that Paul called Timothy to fan into flame the gift of God. Paul is telling Timothy, remember your ordination. Remember God's calling on your life. Preach the word in all occasions. Paul calls Timothy to be strong. Christ has called you to this task, and his all-sufficient grace will enable you to fulfill the task that is ahead of you. Paul calls Timothy to be strong in the Lord and to be associated with those who will also stand firm in the faith. How can we be a strong and effective soldier of Christ? Through Christ's all-sufficient grace. Paul, Timothy's spiritual father, is telling Timothy, his spiritual child, what he wants him to do in these first 7 verses of chapter 2. In verse 1 of chapter 2, we see how Paul speaks personally and tenderly to Timothy. He speaks to him from his heart in a way that a father would speak to his son. Paul here is desiring the very best for young Timothy. He says to him, you then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Paul tells Timothy, be strong in the Lord. Paul tells Timothy, you cannot do the task that is ahead of you in and of yourself. Your fear will overcome you. Timothy, there's only one place that you can get the strength to be God's man in the situation you are facing. Paul tells Timothy to take his strength from the grace that is found in Christ Jesus our Lord. Paul is telling Timothy and us, whatever God calls you to be and to do, God will also provide you with the necessary grace and strength that you will need. The Lord told Paul himself in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And how does Paul respond to the Lord's all-sufficient grace? Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 to 10, therefore I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 10, Paul claims that God's all-sufficient grace meets his need. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace towards me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them. Though it was not I, but the grace of God that is in me. Paul wants Timothy and us tonight to grasp that it's through the Lord's grace that we have been saved through faith. And it is the Lord's grace which shall sustain us and strengthen us to fulfill the Lord's calling and will in our lives. Paul wants Timothy and us to grasp that we are not to be strong in our own sufficiency, but in the grace that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Tonight, tell me, can you say with confidence that you have received Christ's all-sufficient grace? We cannot be a strong and effective soldier for Christ unless we are, in fact, in Christ. It is by God's grace through faith that we can be saved. This is not our own doing. It is the work of God. It is God's sovereign plan to save unto himself a people from every language, tribe, and nation. God in his grace and mercy sent his one and only begotten Son into the world that his chosen people will not perish but have eternal life. Jesus Christ is the only mediator between man and God. It is through him and in him alone that you and I can receive everlasting life. It's only through him that the reign of sin in our lives can be dealt with. It's only through him that we can be forgiven, cleansed, healed, and restored to the Father. Tonight, if God in his grace is calling you to himself, if God is enabling you tonight to trust in Christ through God-given faith and repentance unto life, do not harden your heart. Respond to the gospel invitation. How can we be a strong and effective soldier for Christ? Through Christ's all-sufficient grace. In verse 2, Paul calls Timothy to be a steward of the gospel. Paul says to Timothy, "And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also." What has Paul heard? What has Timothy heard from Paul in the presence of many witnesses? Paul has heard Timothy proclaim the message of salvation through Christ alone in the presence of many witnesses. Timothy has heard Paul preach and teach the gospel on numerous occasions. Paul was not just a preacher of the gospel. He passed the gospel on to others, and he is now passing the baton on to young Timothy. He is telling Timothy, you're to go forth and proclaim the full counsel of God's word. But you're also entrusted to the gospel message to pass it on to faithful men who will pass it on to another generation. Timothy, you are to go forth and you're to find faithful men and you are to be their teacher. Paul is telling Timothy, part of your calling is to produce another generation of men to go forth to teach God's word. You're to entrust the gospel message to faithful men, to good stewards who will pass the gospel on to the next generation. Paul has passed the gospel on to Timothy. Now Timothy is to find faithful and reliable men who he can pass the gospel on to. They are to end up through God's grace and through faith in Christ alone to become the future teachers and preachers of the gospel who will once again pass the gospel on to another generation. These men are to become the future ruling elders and teaching elders of the Church of Christ. How can we be a strong and effective soldier for Christ? Through Christ's all-sufficient grace. From verse 3, Paul goes on to instruct Timothy in how to be an effective minister of Christ. In verses 3 to 4, Paul compares Timothy's ministry of Christ to the life of a military soldier. Paul tells Timothy that as a soldier of Christ, he must be ready to experience hardship and suffering. Paul is telling Timothy, just as I have suffered for the gospel, so will you. Paul is telling Timothy, you are involved in a spiritual war. Paul tells Timothy to be a strong and effective soldier for Christ in this warfare. You must be willing to experience suffering, hardship, and even persecution. In verse 4, Paul says, no soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who has enlisted him. To be an effective soldier for Christ, Paul tells Timothy he must perform his task wholeheartedly. As a soldier, Timothy needs to be committed to the task he has been set aside for. He has no time to pursue the world's passions, or the jobs of the world of business, or the world of politics. When a soldier finds him or herself on the front line in the battlefield, that soldier must be fully committed to the task in hand, and his task is to win the war for his king or queen. His task is to be a loyal servant to his commander and chief. His task is to please and honor the one who has enlisted him for the task. And Paul is telling Timothy, you are Christ's soldier for this season. Be wholeheartedly devoted to the task he has given to you. Preach the word, fight the good fight. Paul is telling Timothy, you are God's servant. Be focused on the ministry he has called you to. Timothy, your task is to honor and please Almighty God. The soldier's reward is to please his commander and chief. For those of us whom God has called and set aside to the eldership within Christ's church, what is God's word for you and I tonight? Christ has called us and he has equipped us to be his men who are strong and effective soldiers. We are called to be a soldier who is wholeheartedly devoted to living and serving God. We're to live out our lives to the glory of God. And we're called to make sacrifices in our service for the King. We are called to be committed to the King's service. We're called to face hardships and suffering. We're called to be men who are rooted and established in the holy word of God. We're called to be diligent in sowing the seed of God's word, laboring in the Master's service, praying and patiently waiting for the Lord and his grace to bring forth that spiritual harvest. Tonight, fellow elder, is it the desire of our hearts, of our minds, of our souls, to be that strong and effective soldier for Christ? Fellow elder, tonight we are called to fight the good fight. We are promised that in the fullness of time that greater is yet ahead of us, when Christ one day shall return for his bride, the church of Jesus Christ, and take us to the new heavens and new earth. How can we be an effective soldier for Christ? Through Christ's all-sufficient grace. In verse 5, Paul tells Timothy and us that an athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. Paul is telling Timothy and us that as a strong and effective soldier of Christ, we need to be wholeheartedly devoted, but we also need to obey the rules. An athlete, when entering a race, puts all his or her efforts, determination, and motivation into winning the race. Their desire is to come first, and they will train extremely hard. And they will want to know the rules of their competition. As if they fail to know the rules, they could end up doing something wrong and end up being disqualified from the competition. Paul is telling Timothy and us that we as God's people are to be like an athlete. We are to be committed and motivated to winning the race. We are to agonize over winning the race. We need to obey God's law, His statutes, His decrees, in order to grow and mature in our sanctification, and one day receive the crown of life. We're called to fight the good fight. We are called to finish the race. It's important how we start off in our journey with Christ. It's even more important how we finish up in our walk with the Lord. Paul is telling Timothy and us to hold on to the doctrines of the faith. We're to be trained up in the ways of godliness. In Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 to 2, God's people are called to run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and founder of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of God. How is it tonight that we can win the race? How is it that we one day can receive the victor's crown? How is it that we can be assured tonight of receiving the crown of life? We need to run the Christian race to the end. Jesus must be our Lord and King. It's only through Him alone that we can run the race. It's only through Him alone that we can receive the victor's crown. It's only through Him alone that we are empowered by God's Spirit. It is through Him alone that we can be trained in godliness, in holiness, and in righteousness. It's only through Him alone that sin can be dealt with once for all time. How can we be a strong and effective soldier for Christ? Through Christ's all-sufficient grace. In verse 6, Paul tells Timothy and us to be a strong and effective soldier of Christ. We must toil energetically. We must be like that hard-working farmer. A successful farmer is one who sows, labors, and harvests. To receive a harvest, the farmer must be faithful in sowing and laboring. To receive the harvest, the farmer will work many, many long hours. And Paul is telling Timothy and us to be effective soldiers of Christ. We must not be lazy. For the one who God calls to minister in God's vineyard is called to toil patiently. We're to sow the word of God faithfully. We are to labor for the Master continually, and we're to trust Him for that spiritual harvest. The faithful, hardworking farmer is assured to the first share of the crops. As an effective soldier of Christ, we need to be diligent in using the appointed means of grace to point people to Christ. The Word, the sacraments, and prayer, the ordinary means of grace. Finally, in verse 7, Paul tells Timothy to reflect on what I am saying to you, and the Lord will give you insight. The Lord will guide you in how to be that strong and effective soldier. Eric Liddell was a strong and effective soldier for Christ. He is best known for running the 400 meters race in the Olympics in 1924. Eric Liddell was a missionary teacher in China. In 1941, life in China had become so dangerous because of Japanese aggression that the British government advised British nationals to leave. Liddell's wife and children left China, but Eric remained. Eric ended up in a Japanese civilian internment camp. Eric became a leader and organizer of the camp. Food, medicine, and other supplies were scarce. Little history tells us held Bible classes, Bible lessons in the camp, and he prepared games for the children to play. Eric suffered for Christ He suffered that much that he took a nervous breakdown due to overwork. It is recorded that at Eric's death, the whole camp, especially its youth, were stunned for days. So great was the vacuum that Eric's death had on them. Eric's final words before his death, we believe, were, "It's complete surrender. It's complete surrender." He said this in reference to how he had lived out his life for God. Believer, tonight, as we go forth to live for Christ as a strong and effective soldier for him in this new week, let us remember it is complete surrender. Complete surrender. Disciple of Christ, we are those who have received Christ's all-sufficient grace. As children of the King, we are strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Christ will continue to give you and I the grace to stand firm in the faith, wearing the full armor of God. As God's people, we were never promised that the Christian walk would be a walk through the park. We, just as in the days of Paul and Timothy, are once again living in a godless society. We, as the people of God, are now the minority once again in Northern Ireland. But that does not mean that we are to turn from the truth. If we have to face suffering, hardship, even the birth pains of persecution, we, with the strength of Christ, are called to remain faithful soldiers of Christ. We're not to be those who live for the pursuits of this world. Our motto as children of the King of Kings is to live out our lives to the honor and glory of Almighty God. As his soldiers, we are called to serve him wholeheartedly. He is to be number one in our lives. We're to go forth this week to fight the good fight, to run the race with endurance, fixing our eyes on Jesus. We're to run the race until we're called from this scene of time, or until the Lord comes, until we win the prize, the crown of life. Amen. Let us all pray.